Welcome to Read This Comic Before You Die, the podcast where we help you put together the world's greatest comic book collection. Probably. In each episode, we'll present a comic series or graphic novel that we feel deserves a place in your collection. Stick with us and we will transform your life, help you to earn the respect of your peers, and give you a collection of books that would make Ron Burgundy jealous.
Ooh!
Leatherbound.
Leatherbound. There you go. So, probably introductions in order. I'm your host, Stu Taylor.
This should be your sole contribution to the podcast.
Leatherbound,
and she's out. You're Lucy James.
I am, hello. And you're Neil Gorton.
I am, hello.
So I thought this is going to be an episode zero for the podcast. Because
An origin story,
because we have spent the last couple of years doing the BAM comics cast.
Yeah.
Took a bit of a break, because we had a plan to do something a bit different.
And Justice League happened.
And
we just didn't want to read comics anymore.
Yeah. But we've got over that trauma. Just about. So we're going to do something a bit different.
Yes, we are.
So why are we doing this podcast, Neil?
Because comics, like all niche hobbies, can sometimes seem a little inaccessible. And there is certainly a plethora of choice down your local bookshop. But when you're trying to break in, you're wondering, you're sitting there going, which comic should I read? Where to start? Like, even if you just go to a shop and go, what? Give me some Batman to read. They'll be like, but which year? Which writer? Which universe? Which alternative universe? And you're like, oh, God, it's happening again. I'm out of my depth. So we're here, like, calm down. We're here. To give you a list of recommended reading before you die. You're not dying.
Everyone is slowly dying.
In the Sylvia Plath sense, we're all dying.
We're all shuffling off this morning.
This has gone a bit dark, a bit quick,
well,
isn't it?
Yeah. It's late night recording.
Exactly. So maybe a bit of background on where we come from, because I'm probably the big nerd of the group. So
I feel like I say
I'm Protestant. We thought we'd just skip the comics and go straight into religion. Yeah.
Raised Catholic over here.
Were you?
Oh, for my sins, yes. Oh. And for which there were many.
I'm an atheist boy for life.
Likewise.
There's still time. But enough about that. Well, your background in comics. Car, what haven't you done in comics? You've written them. You haven't drawn them.
That was terrible. That was the one thing I wanted to do when I was a kid, was to be a comic artist.
Yeah.
I kind of hit 16, 17 and thought, that ain't going to happen.
Can't draw.
Curse.
Thanks, Lucy. Yeah.
Curse these hairy pugs.
So I've written stuff for 2000 AD, a couple of short stories for them, a couple of short stories for Games Workshop. This was in the early noughties, is that what they call those years?
I'm calling it the Silver Age, but we'll get into all that. What all that means, don't worry.
So what about you guys? What's your comic background, Liz?
Not really like a traditional Marvel DC sort of sense, but I always read the Beano when I was a kid.
Nothing wrong with that.
And sort of from there, I don't know, I guess as comics sort of became more mainstream, as it were, and especially with the advent of like all the superhero movies, I started sort of delving in, dipping my toe in a bit more, became sort of semi-obsessed with the Phoenix, Dark Phoenix sagas, and that kind of X-Men. I got really into X-Men for a while, but I would say that I read like a lot of Batman, but at the minute I'm trying to read sort of other things like saga, that typically don't have a huge superhero attached. Things like saga, things like American Vampire, things that are a bit different. So that's kind of where I am. I sort of flit in and out.
Okay.
A flitter.
Excuse me.
Well, this
word.
This podcast is made for you then, Lucy.
Yeah. Target audience and appearing on.
Just two birds, one stone. That's another podcast.
Yeah.
The Beano was my gateway drug as well. Who reads the dandy? Not me. And from there, I had quite... I don't hold them to account to this, but my parents were quite strict in as much as, you know, you are not allowed to watch unage-appropriate films. So the way I got into Aliens is I had a friend that went to, you know, comic shops and would buy this, that, and the other. It never really piqued my interest until I realised that I could see what's happening in the Aliens universe and stuff like that by buying the comics that were out at the time. I haven't really looked back since. It was quite hard to find a comic shop until my late teens, because Scotland's quite a desolate and remote place. But now, walking to Waterstones, graphic novels everywhere. They've got a whole section. They've got a whole floor in some of the bigger ones.
Bloody hell.
And that's how we're going to help you out. Don't just skip that sci-fi and fantasy floor. We're here to get you some good picks.
I like it.
Good, because you're stuck with us for the next season.
So yeah, we're going to do first season. We're going to cover a selection of graphic novels. You're going to hear us talk about X-Men Grand Design.
Mm-hmm. Hot off the press.
Not to be confused with the Channel 4 show.
Oh, I wish it was.
Oh.
With Kevin MacLeod.
There's an ambitious crossover.
Slowly, like, just judging Xavier for not having, you know, energy efficient light bulbs or something.
His school's got a poor location.
He'll be like going mad about that hangar underneath the basketball court as well, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Wasted space.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're gonna talk about X-Men Grand Design. I want to cover Red Son, which is an alternative universe Superman comic that you may have heard about.
Is that where he lands in Russia, right?
Yes, yeah. That's a delicious twist on that. And this is coming from a guy who hates Superman comics, but this is definitely on my recommended reading list, so I'll be telling you about that.
And I'll be telling you about American Vampire.
Which I haven't ever read, actually.
It's actually really good, and the first few issues, some of them were written by Stephen King, and I am a massive Stephen King fan, and
good.
So it's nice to see him sort of, I mean, like, The Stand has been adapted for comics and stuff before, but it's nice to see him, like, properly write a comic story, and he also, like, writes about how he has to think differently as a writer, which is also really interesting.
But this is, like, new material for him, right? It's not, like, an adaptation.
Yeah. So, no, it's characters that were invented by someone else, but he's writing the first couple of, like, origin issues, I think it was. But no, it's really good, really gory as well, quite adult themes, and I love shit like vampires and the American Old West. So it's very interesting. Very good
stuff.
Sticking with your teenage goth theme. I'll be delving into my teenage wardrobe. I'll be talking about The Crow. Goodness, you must have seen the film. And I'm going to tell you about the book, where it came from. I'm also going to tell you about Johnny the Homicidal Maniac, which sort of came out around the same time, which is a very famous comic that got me through my teenage years. So all that and more.
I'm going to cover Judge Dredd, I think.
Mm. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I am.
You have quite the extensive collection of Judge Dredd
I do.
As well. You
so
are the best person to talk
perhaps
about.
Britain's largest.
Well, I don't know how to respond to that.
Yeah.
I haven't decided which Dredd stuff I'm going to pick, because there is just like a vast amount. So the whole point of this podcast is to help you kind of zero in on the essential stuff. And I believe you're going to talk about another vigilante type character, aren't you?
So. I am. The Punisher, who has been near and dear to my heart since I started becoming old and grumpy. I've narrowed down out of the hundreds and hundreds of Punisher stories, one in particular that I think will surprise you, dear listener.
Not the obvious choices, though.
No, definitely not the obvious choice, but essential reading nevertheless.
Great stuff. Okay, well, that's kind of what we're going to cover. Let us know what you think. Let us know if there's any series or characters you want us to cover in the future. Like, review, and subscribe. That always helps.
Yeah. Gets racing up those charts.
Yep.
And you can find us on social media.
I'm at Neil Gortz with a Z.
I'm at Lucy James Games.
And I'm at Stoon Army. And you can also follow us on BAM Comics Cast on Twitter and Facebook.
Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening. And let us know what you think.
See you in the next episode. Oh, that don't need for special effects if they don't. It's in the bank.